Ahoy, matey, and batten down the hatches, and hi. You caught me cosplaying as a pirate. I get very bored down here. Anyway, hey, here's an oldie but a goodie, Port Royale 3. And recently I was actually playing it again, because why not? It was actually a part of my Xbox Gold Games with Gold thing, so I thought, why not? This is actually from a couple console generations ago, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. There's actually a lot of games from that era that were really good that you could still play today and have a lot of fun with. This happens to be one of them, although I gotta tell you that it comes with some caveats. We're gonna get into that in a minute. The basic idea, though, of Port Royale as a series is that it's supposed to be, you know, the Caribbean pirate life sort of civilization simulator. In this particular case, it's mostly about life on the high seas and trying to trade and build in different colonies. And so it starts you off with a couple scenarios if you want to get into them, or you can just play for, you know, whatever you want to do. In the scenarios, though, there are two different paths that you can go down that have a little bit of a narrative you can enjoy, but it's not too heavy. Basically, you have the adventurer class, which takes you more in the line of trying to build up, your fleets so that you can take on pirates or potentially take prizes from the various nations that are all over the islands, or you can take the trading route. Now, I actually remembered something very important about this game, which is why I decided to go through the trading route. You might say, well, why wouldn't you want to go down the adventuring route? That sounds like it's far more, you know, adventurous. And I'm going to explain that, but first I want to actually explain what the cool thing about the trading route is. If you like to deal with market pricing, and you kind of like the idea of, playing the market, taking resources from where they're plentiful, or starting to create industry in certain areas so that you can create a surplus, get that at a low price, and then go to another area and sell that for a higher price because there's a lot of demand, and set up potential like fleets that are going to be able to go around certain trading routes in order to increase that wealth so that you can start to build up different colonies and all of that, you're going to absolutely love the trading route. And for some reason, it is far more addictive than I probably made that sound. It is very enjoyable. And one of the cool things is that the campaign sort of takes you around building the first couple islands that you hit. Port Royal is one of those. And then eventually you get to, like, Cayman. And the general storyline is that you meet this aristocratic lady and she needs to, you know, get married to somebody of class and refinement, and you are but a simple trading merchant. But through your actions, as you try to build up her beloved Cayman, you eventually win her favor, and that's sort of the general trading campaign. It's actually more fun than you would imagine, because you get to buy new ships, you get to start to develop different colonies. There's actually a hex grid at each one of these sites. You can eventually, as you start to gain reputation and take on new titles, all the way up to, like, Grand Admiral, unlock the ability to put down schools and hospitals and develop new industries and housing in all of those ports, and some of them are able to produce different products than other ones. So it's very interesting just trying to figure out where you might want to start developing your corn production, or if the corn production can eventually lead to, pig farms. So then you can create meat as a resource that is all in high demand throughout the Caribbean. Where can you make cloth? And then from where you can make cloth, where can you make clothing? Because cloth is a resource that you need in order to make the clothing. This is where the details, the nitty-gritty of it comes down. And it's very interesting, especially when you realize that giving different colonies resources that they want and not taking away a lot of resources that they need is going to determine whether they have a favorability rating towards you or not. And you kind of have to have a good rating with them in order to even get the license to start developing on those islands. This all works pretty well, actually. And there's a lot of interesting missions that you can go on from different governors and everything that you meet along the way that want you to provide certain services for them. There is also the ability to get different map pieces, and if you get enough of those map pieces, you can find a big bounty of resources somewhere on the ocean that you can then trade away and get a lot of money for. And you can accrue those through different missions that people send you on. This all works really well. The reason why I didn't go on the adventure path, I should note, is because that's going to focus a little bit more on the going and dealing with pirates thing. Now, you can automate this all out, but I found that it's, even if you have pretty good ships and they're able to do the combats, you know, like your war frigates and stuff, they're not really gonna do very well against a well-armed pirate fleet. So they're gonna ask you to go into the actual tactical, real-time, on-ocean part of the game. And frankly, I never found that it worked very well. I saw that most of my ships pretty much got destroyed anyway, and I didn't seem to understand what I was doing most of the time. I decided to try and take on one, but it just, it didn't work very well at all. And so I realized that I couldn't do it. But the fun thing for me was actually the colony building, because it reminds me of a lot of, you know, the 4X sort of strategy games. And I liked that a lot. There is one thing, though, that really surprised me. One really big negative to this whole thing. Besides the fact that I guess I could say that it's not particularly well laid out when it comes to user interface. It's not terrible, but I could definitely see realms of improvement where maybe I could just see it maybe on like the side of my screen or something like that. Different things that are available, especially when it comes to people that might have missions for me. Because that's not all laid out as easily as it could be. Or determining which fleets that I can access, because it is actually quite tricky to determine how to access the different routes and fleets that I had already made. It just wanted me to go with the ones that I had direct control of and not the ones that I automated. So that was not great. And obviously, the user interface for the actual on-sea combat part is not great. Because I couldn't figure out how I was doing anything, and they didn't really teach that. Maybe they teach that when you do the adventure mission. I don't really know. Mostly because I was so invested in doing the trading stuff. But the big problem that I had with this is, I just told you, it's a game from a couple generations ago. It's been out for a very long time. This originally came out on, like, Xbox 360 era. It's been out for a long time. We're now on modern hardware. I'm playing on an Xbox One, but if you could also play it on an Xbox Series SX. The thing about it is, for a game that's that old, you wouldn't think that there would be a lot of problems when it comes to stability. It unfortunately does have that problem. I don't know why, but it crashed so often. To the point where I was like, I just go and I click on a building. Not a difficult action, but I just go and I click on a building because it looks like there's a governor there that has, a mission for me so that I can collect X amount of cotton and they will give me a lot of money and some reputation if I do so. The second you click on it, game freezes. This is not an uncommon occurrence either. It felt like after a good 30 minutes to an hour of playing, this started to happen. And then you have to shut out of the game entirely and try to reload it, and you're probably going to lose your information. Unless you're doing a lot of manual saves, the auto save really just saves when you leave ports. It's really unfortunate because I would have imagined that a game that old would have actually had less stability issues. It's one of the things I actually appreciate about older games, is that they don't seem to have the glitches and problems associated with their initial releases, because a lot of it's gotten patched out over the years, or the games have been pressed with new updates over the course of time, and now that everything is on Steam or downloadable, a lot of those stability issues and glitches and bugs have been taken care of. And it's not like it's a particularly graphics-rich or complex game with a lot of action. Again, we're trading goods on a ship on an overworld map of the Caribbean. That should not happen, unfortunately. But it doesn't really stop the fact that Port Royal as an idea, and I have not played the other iterations of the game, but as far as Port Royal 3 goes, it does have a lot of addictive qualities that will keep making you want to do just one more trade. Just get to one more port just to check what the prices are. For some reason, it is very, very addictive once you get into it. But okay, if you weren't looking for something like this, what else could you do? Well, I'm going to give you the obvious one. No, it is not Sid Meier's Pirates. I do like Sid Meier's Pirates, but it is a very different experience. No, obviously the one that I'm going to recommend when it comes to turn-based strategy games is Civilization. Now, right now, I am dealing with Civilization VI, playing around with that. I'm actually enjoying it quite a bit, but I would say if you're looking for a classic, go back to Civ 2. That was the one that I spent way too much time playing. That's an oldie but a goodie. I really like the structure of that one. I'm getting used to Civilization VI and what they've done since. I do think that there's a lot of big improvements that they've made, and a lot of them for the better, but for some reason, Civ 2 always sticks in my mind as one of the greats. But just in general, Civilization, a lot of what Sid Meier's did, and yeah, Pirates is a good one too, but it's not quite the same kind of game as Port Royal. I would say Civilization is pretty darn close and has a lot more modern iterations for you to enjoy. Okay, well, I'm actually going to ask you to go now because I'm going to put on a tricorn hat and I don't want you accidentally filming it and having it go out on the internet. So off with you. Off with you. Walk the plank. Avast ye, ye landlubber. You are not a cavern dweller like I am. Okay, where's my flintlock?